you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Muriel Singer, and she does couples and family therapy out of Manhattan, New York. And today we are going to talk to Muriel about all the wonderful modalities and things that she does to help her clients and patients get over their issues within their relationships, whether it be with couple or family or what have you. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome her to the show. Muriel Singer, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We are thrilled to have you here, Muriel. And actually, I thought it would be a great place for us to sort of start. If you just told us a little bit about your practice in Manhattan. I know you're a couple and family therapist. If you could just talk a little bit about what your day's like.
My practice, as you said, is mostly seeing couples, families. I was trained in systemic therapy, and the difference between that and more traditional therapy is that instead of viewing problems as being inside a person, we view difficulties in terms of relationships and interactions. So problems usually occur between people. And so it's a more systemic, holistic view rather than in a very much strength-based kind of positive view, what you're doing right.
Right.
Most behaviors are strategies for people to survive and to kind of get along with each other. So.
And Muriel, what sort of issues in a couple dynamic or a family relationship dynamic, what sort of issues do you most prevalently see coming through your doors?
Well, for couples, it's usually communication, not being clear, not being authentic. And coming in usually years after there's difficulties because there's still a stigma about going to therapy. It's usually one partner who's kind of pushing the other along, who's coming
right.
and kicking and screaming. So, you know, people and couples often you hear one or the other calling and saying, I still love my partner, husband, wife, but I'm not in love anymore. So we try to unpack what that means, you know, when, you know, people come in with expectations about always being in that infatuation state in a long-term relationship and then kind of reach another level, which is, you know, maybe less passionate or intense,
right.
but still very deep and strong bond.
And now, Muriel, through your extensive experience in this field, do you find that most issues in a relationship can be resolved with the help of therapy?
I think if someone is ready, willing,
right.
you know, to really make the changes.
Right.
Because it's really, you know, in a sense, the therapist is there really to help clients manage like difficult or painful emotions, help soothe them.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, everybody has to, like, be able to do that for themselves.
Right.
And
so
it takes, consistency.
So in essence, you bring them the tools and they have to learn how to use them?
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, it's really.
Right.
And I believe everyone has the capacity to do that for themselves.
Now,
you know.
Muriel, you touched on this a little earlier. So I was curious to get your opinion. You said that you find that couples sometimes, or really most times, come in a little too late after the problem's kind of persistently been going on. So in your expert opinion, what would you say is the correct time that a couple should seek out therapy?
I think when people are sort of getting into the same kind of impasses or arguments, and it's like, you know, it's like the same conflicts that keep coming up and you go like, here we go again. It's like, and you kind of know that what you're doing
You've been down that road before.
Right. It's like maybe we can talk to someone and find a different way of approaching this and each other.
For most couples, and I know this is probably on a case-by-case basis, but in a general sense, if a couple comes to you for some therapy, generally speaking, of course, how many sessions normally are recommended before that couple starts to experience some kind of relief from some of those issues that's going on in their relationship?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, it really, things begin to melt or soften.
Right.
Really pretty quickly. If they're both there right away, it shows that they're both invested in the relationship. They both want to make it better. So that in itself is a big deal. And, you know, there's little shifts, like there's a kind of intervention in the beginning. We go home and try to pay attention to what's going right, to what you like right. about your partner. Because once you get into that negative spiral, you start focusing on, like, all the things you don't like.
Right, yeah.
And why did I even, you know, marry this person?
So in essence, don't get stuck on your significant other not taking out the trash. Remember that they cooked your dinner the night before.
Exactly. Because a big issue that comes up over and over with couples yeah. is simply not feeling appreciated or valued right. by the other.
Right. So when something is being done nice to you, it never hurts to show a little of appreciation, whether that be with flowers, a hug, or maybe just a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Just a thank you.
Well, Muriel Singer, thank you so much for coming on the show today and really delving deep into some of these relationship issues. If you're out there and you're dealing with some kind of relationship issues, make sure you search up Muriel Singer. She's out of Manhattan, New York. So, Muriel, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And, of course, wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.